Been there. Ugh. She regretted that. Episode number 107. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. This episode is brought to you by Target. Spring has officially sprung, which means this: longer days to enjoy the warmer weather. And now that Easter is right around the corner, Target has some great offers coming up that will assist you in enjoying both. Hop on over to Target to score BOGO, 50% off shoes. You can stock up for Easter with just a $5 gift card when you spend $25. Or look, you get a $10 gift card when you spend $50, but it's online only in the Easter shop. For the ladies of the house, Target has 20% off women's C9 activewear. That's the champion line of activewear. And speaking of houses, girlfriend, you're going to save $40 on furniture when you spend $150 using this promo code. Caps Furniture. So just hop into the show notes right there on your phone, and you're going to find the weekly Target link where you can save, save, save. Every week, it's a different sale. All right, girlfriends, welcome back to another edition of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast, where Nina keeps it real, she keeps it true, and she is the mostest with the Keep It 100 Girl mostest. And thank you all for joining me today. And this is where I help you both, men and women, to celebrate embarrassment in your lives. As you know, or if you haven't, there's no manual on this. So what's the rule on my podcast? Well, there's one very important one, and that is we overshare. This is where women and men tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. I share that wisdom that men and women are thinking, but you know what? Y'all ain't saying boo. Nothing out loud. So Nina has to do it all for you. Here's the dealy O. Most of you are too shy. You're nervy, you're embarrassed to ask or even say it. So I gotta pull it out of you. Our stories are cray-cray, not just cray-cray, but 50 shades of cray-cray. They're edgy, and you know, some of you are going to consider it a little taboo-ish, but you know what? I am your go-to girlfriend. Girly Nation, are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours?
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
So in today's ep, that's short for episode, you're going to hear two girls brunching about two who can play that game. And this is when keeping it real, like 100, 100%, it goes really wrong. And in this case, with an ex. Whether it's your ex-boo, your ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, but on this episode, we're talking about the ex-fiancé. These are many convos girls have over din-din, and in this case, brunch. Christy is an established, well-known entrepreneur who's gotten, I hate to say it, but girlfriend, you got the short end of the stick, right? After your engagement and wedding was called off last year. She was in a constant position of having to prove that that mess was just to keep him off her bank account. And yes, I said it. Relationships, marriage, and divorce are all common experiences, but we all have those shenanigans. And here, this is the warm-up before his bad attempt of a come-up, if you follow. And if you don't, I'll explain it. Because before we get started, the background is Christy was engaged. I think, I didn't ask, but just because I know her a little bit. I believe it was in 2015. But the point of it all is that it ended last year. And dude called it off. She called it off. It was mutual. But in the end, dude reinforced that it was off. So we're going to fast forward to late 2016, 2017. And dude has some tricks. You know, silly rabbit. Tricks are not for kids in this case. Grown-ass adults going back and forth, playing the same game.
When we got together, I had put my phone on his plan so we would only have one bill. At the time, it seemed like a logical decision. And when we went through all the court battle after we broke up, which felt like a divorce, and the court ordered him to keep me on the phone plan. So he keeps me on the phone plan. We finally get to like a settlement in court, and they tell him he has to keep me on his plan until May, which is when Verizon, when the contract was up, so that we wouldn't, it was basically to protect him so that he wouldn't end up having to pay plan breaking fees.
Okay.
So I'm headed to the movie theater, and I'm getting a call from a client. She's like, I've been texting you this morning, but I didn't get a response. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't have any text anymore. So I'm thinking, oh, it's just my phone acting up. I'll just swing by the Apple store.
Like any other person, she does the investigative work. She starts off with calling Apple, then her mobile service provider, but listen to what she finds out.
So I go to call Apple to set up the Genius Bar appointment. And I get, welcome to Verizon Wireless. Please do not hang up. Thank you. Please do not hang up. Your call has been sent to financial services. I was like, what? So I get on the phone with financial services, and I'm thinking, whatever, whatever it is, I'm just going to pay it, like, whatever, I'm not going to deal with his BS. And I'm like, well, how much is owed on this account? And they're like, we can't tell you. What do you mean you can't tell me? We can't tell you because you're not on the account. Since when? No, like, we can't tell you that either. I was on the account last month. What do you mean I'm not on the account this month?
So how much is the damage?
So I'm just like,
where do you go next?
Right. Like, I was like, okay, how do I get the phone turned back on? Right. Like, you'd have to pay the outstanding balance. What's the outstanding balance? We can't tell you. Are you freaking kidding me? I was like, okay, so if I just throw a random number out there, can you at least tell me if that will get the phone turned on? And they're like, yes. I'm like, okay, good. 150. No. 250. No. 350. No, ma'am. 500. And she, like, hesitates, and she's like, no, not quite. I'm like, how did the bill get over $500? This is his responsibility. He's supposed to be paying it. He wasn't paying it.
Dude was and is skipping out on his end of the bargain. In fact, to be more specific, a court order.
So I'm like, Amber, I'm not panicked. I'm not in stress. I go straight to the movie theater. I watch the movie. I relax. I'm just like, this is going to be a nice, quiet movie because nobody can get a hold of me and I can't get a hold of anybody else.
Right.
And then I walk over to AT&T. I get a whole new phone, whole new plan, whole new everything.
Let him deal with the bill.
Let him deal with the bill. And now he doesn't have a number to call me at because he doesn't have a new number. I was like, if you want to play that, you can play that game.
Exactly.
You can play that game.
Jerk. Jerk. Right about now, it gets real on and popping. For all you in love chicks who own your own businesses, entrepreneur girls, entrepreneuresses, bad bitches, bad bosses, boss bitches, you get the point. Listen up. So this is what happens when your willingly happy-go-lucky whipped self brings your ex fiance, your boyfriend, whomever, husband, ex-husband, as a partner in your business without a legal binding contract of some kind, right? It's all verbal in this case because what? You're in love with him. You love him. Oh, I love him. Okay. Next.
You want to be a jerk? I can be a jerk too.
Jerk.
Okay. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, who does stuff like that?
Was he ordered to reimburse you all that mess from before, from 2016?
Yeah. It's the beautiful part, the crazy part. It's not beautiful, it's pissing me off actually.
Beautiful for you?
No, beautiful for him. Oh, so he had to give them the money, the full amount, before they would even listen to it in court.
Okay.
He gives them the full amount. They hold on to it because they're still like, we don't know who who it's supposed to go to. I'm like, he took it from my account. I don't understand how. That's a question. He's contesting that I owed him salary. For when he quit his job and was working with us. And so I'm like, okay.
He's smart.
Oh, he's crazy.
He's
smart.
Kind
of so I'm thinking to myself, there's nothing that he has that's like, you know, I paid for everything. What is he talking about? Well, one night I got drunk and had jokingly typed out an offer letter in a manner to convince him that he should quit his job. That's what he presented.
Lesson takeaway advice. She paid for everything. Everything. And she admits it. Learn where that got, girlfriend, at the end of his shenanigans.
So they were like, did you write this? And I was like, yeah. My mom was like, there's not much we can do.
But you were under the influence.
Yeah, I was like, I was drunk. Doesn't matter. Nope. So they were like, you owe him wages earned. And I said, but we were living together and I paid for everything. I have bills for every bill I ever paid for him. Like, it doesn't matter. You should have paid him his wages. Okay. So I only paid him like $35,000. So I had to give him $35,000 out of 90 he took.
I hate this guy.
And I was like, what about all the stuff that I paid for? So does that count? They're like, oh, that you'd have to go to a separate court for that.
So legally, nothing happened. Whew. Right? Thankfully. It's almost as if she needed a prenup to a wedding prenup, if you follow. And if you don't, listen up to the next clip.
My, my lawyer was like, because she originally the plan was that when we got married, he would get 20% of the company because he was helping out with it.
Okay.
Granted, he was not helping out. He was not doing anything.
I was gonna say, is there any evidence?
He was supposed to be working and helping. He wasn't working and helping. He was like jerking off and smoking weed. So my lawyer's like, okay. Yeah, like this one I know. Go ahead and prove that one.
Right.
And she's like, no paperwork was signed. Nothing happened. So he presented the fact that, you know, there were email exchanges where we discussed it and with the lawyer, and the lawyer was like, yeah, and nothing was signed.
Right.
So the mediator was like, well, sir, if you don't have anything that's actually been signed, then that was just a discussion that was going to happen. But even you yourself are saying when you got married and you guys did not get married. So,
right. Wow. It's crazy out there.
It's ridiculous.
Were you, like, even if you had looked forward with the engagement, things were cheap, were you considering a prenup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have done without a prenup.
Okay.
And he knew that.
Okay.
You should always have a prenup, even when you have nothing in your fucking name, right? Because eventually one day you might. But learn why, as Christy breaks it down. It's mainly because, and I say this just to reiterate the facts we already know, but the American Psychological Association says 50 to 60%, did you hear me? of marriages in the United States end up in divorce. So for all that are getting married, you know, jumping that broom, crossing that bridge in 2017, you might just want to backtrack a little bit and get this taken care of.
To me, that's just kind of like, I guess if you're any businesswoman, that should be status quo.
Oh my gosh, yes. I think you should have a prenup, even if you don't have a considerable amount of wealth. Because you never know, what you could gain.
Yeah.
I have a friend who, she and her husband, when they got married, they were totally like same level of making like, you know, 40, 50K a year in their jobs. She worked her butt off, got to be CHRO in her company, making $300,000-$400,000 a year. He's still at his little whatever position. making 50K, and their marriage was falling apart, not because of that, but because of other things. When they got divorced, he took her to the cleaners. She pays him like $100K a year in alimony. So after seeing that, I was like, you should have a prenup, even if you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Says, what happens if you get something?
Right. Yeah.
Now my sister jokes that prenups are thinking about, you know, the end of a marriage at the beginning of a marriage. No, it's thinking about real life, that, you know, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah, that's real. Real.
You know, and then you can't even say that, oh, but that means that 50% of marriages, you know, don't end in divorce. It's like, how many of those 50% are happy marriages?
Exactly. I was about to say that.
And how many are still going on as a result of not having a prenup and the person doesn't want to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deal with that.
Time discovers truth. Then you know what? You thought he was the bestest piece of sliced bread ever, didn't you? And now you want nothing to do with homeboy, not even with a 10-foot pole. Like, imagine you were sleeping with him, grinding, bumping, and now you don't even want to speak to him, to see him, talk to him. That's some scary shit right there.
It's the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the height of anger, people say, oh my gosh, right? Or, you know, they want revenge. Something you never see in the good times.
You don't. If you had asked me, would he have been capable of doing all that? I'm like, what? No. Even when we split, like the actual splitting and me moving out, and I still would have been like, no,
right?
No. Different tune now.
The worst kind of sad is not being able to explain why, though. Christy was able to explain why to some extent, but I just wanted to give you a clear picture of how some things could feel so right but end up so wrong. I mean, you go through that awkward moment or moments when you think you're so important to someone and you're not anymore. Someday, everything will make perfect sense to you, right? They say the grass is greener on the other side. You got to see the forest from the trees. So for now, just laugh at the confusion with your girls. I mean, find that place where you can laugh, you can cry, smile through the tears, and keep reminding yourself that everything happens for a reason, because it's going to lead you to a bigger, better, badder person. And when I say badder, I mean bad means good. And I know badder is not good grammar, but it's just to emphasize the point. Was this episode good for you? Because regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show drop every week. In fact, to be specific, every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Auto Radio, and TuneIn Radio. But even better, we also have a second episode. So every other Thursday and Friday, we drop it like it's hot. Thursdays are morning sip. While you sip your coffee, Nina does the talkie. And on Friday, I give you that Keep It 100 moment where, you know, Nina keeps it real and true and gives you that lesson advice. Nina girl love for the weekend. But that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show. Remember, celebrating embarrassment is a good thing. I may suggest things that make you say,
damn!
Has she lost her friggin' mind? But trust me, girlfriends, and you guys too, trust. There's always a reason why I make a suggestion and I ask you questions that may push you out of your comfort zone. It's never random or planned. I just do it. But help me spread the word. I want you to spread it loud and clear all over the world. Don't forget, I want you to share the show with your girlies, your boys. Email me a question or personal story. Here's the address. ask@ninababel.com, right? It's Nina Babe with an L, Babel.com. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes. I rely on it a whole hell of a lot because it helps me stand out from the crowd. It helps me grow my show. It helps you guys understand each other better. You're going to search for the Keep It 100 Girl podcast in iTunes. Click on the podcast icon, select review, click 5 stars, enter the title and your review description. And in fact, all you got to do is press submit. It takes 2 minutes. No lie. I want you to connect with me on social media too, because I love Twitter, Instagram. You could send me a Snapchat, and you're all going to find me by using the handle at Nina Babel. How easy is that? But let's keep it 100 this week until Thursday. Smooches!